Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 7th. Today's word is reify, also pronounced reify and spelled R-E-I-F-Y. Reify is a verb that means to consider or represent something abstract as a material or concrete thing, to give definite content and form to a concept or idea. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by John Herman. Increased awareness of automated surveillance, in other words, is most effective at demystifying the systems doing the watching, not reifying their wisdom and authority. Reify is a word that attempts to provide a bridge between what is abstract and what is real. Fittingly, it derives from a word that is an ancestor to the English word real, the Latin noun res, R-E-S, meaning thing. Both reify and the related noun reification first appeared in English in the mid-19th century. Each word combines the Latin res with an English suffix, fi and fication, respectively, that is derived from the Latin ficare, meaning to make. In general use, the words refer to the act of considering or presenting an abstract idea in real or material terms, or of judging something by a concrete example. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.